Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vince Coleman. Batting second. The first baseman, Dave Magadan. Batting third. The second baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Viola. Pitching for the New York Mets, Frank Viola. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bernard Gilkey. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Smith. Batting third. The right fielder, Felix Jose. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pedro Guerrero. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Todd Zeile. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rex Hudler. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Pignazzi. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jose Oquendo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Omar Olivares. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Omar Olivares. And now, play ball. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Coleman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hudler, who is chasing the ball. Coleman reaches third base with a triple. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Magadan hits a fly ball into center field. Hudler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Coleman tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Mets. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. McReynolds hits a line drive beyond third. Zeile can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes McReynolds. The throw from Pignazzi and he is out, Smith applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gilkey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gilkey is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jose hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pedro Guerrero is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Guerrero hits a fly ball into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Hudler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Brooks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Cerrone hits a line drive towards third. Zeile reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Elster, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Elster takes first base on ball 4. Frank Viola is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Viola hits a fly ball into center field. Hudler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zeile strikes out. 1 out. Rex Hudler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hudler hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pignazzi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Viola fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olivares fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Magadan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Magadan is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Magadan hits a fly ball into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries takes first base on ball 4. Kevin McReynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McReynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McReynolds takes first base on ball 4. Jeffries moves to second. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Hudler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jose Oquendo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Oquendo hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Omar Olivares is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Olivares hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilkey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gilkey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brooks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brooks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hudler. Brooks reaches second base with a double. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Elster is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Elster hits a line drive into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Viola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Viola is 0-for-1 in the game. Viola bunts towards the mound. Olivares fields it and throws to first for the out. Brooks moves to third. Cerrone moves to second. 2 outs. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brooks scores. Cerrone scores. It's 4-0, Mets. Chris Carpenter now pitching. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Pignazzi and he is safe. Coleman steals second. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Magadan is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Magadan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coleman scores. It's 5-0, Mets. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jeffries strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jose is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jose hits a line drive beyond short. Elster can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Smith moves to second. Pedro Guerrero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guerrero is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerrero hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Viola. Smith moves to third. Jose moves to second. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Zeile is 0-for-1 in the game. Zeile hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. Jose scores. It's 5-2, Mets. Rex Hudler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hudler is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudler hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Zeile moves to third. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pignazzi is 0-for-1 in the game. Pignazzi hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Zeile scores. Hudler moves to second. It's 5-3, Mets. Craig Wilson pinch hits for Jose Oquendo. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields it and throws to second for the out. Hudler moves to third. Two outs. Geronimo Peña pinch hits for Chris Carpenter. Geronimo Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Scott Terry now pitching. Geronimo Peña now playing second base. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McReynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zeile fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Howard Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Guerrero scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brooks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bernard Gilkey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilkey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gilkey hits a pop-up towards short. Elster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive off the glove of Magadan, and into shallow right field. Smith reaches second base with a double. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jose is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Guerrero is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Elster. Smith scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Mets. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Zeile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Zeile hits a pop-up into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 4. The Mets will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cerrone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elster is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Guerrero scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Elster for the out. Two outs. Frank Viola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Viola is 0-for-1 in the game. Viola hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rex Hudler is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hudler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hudler hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pignazzi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pignazzi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Terry is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Terry hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Geronimo Peña is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Terry moves to third. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Gilkey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gilkey takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 4. The Mets will come to bat. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Coleman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Magadan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Magadan hits a line drive beyond second. Peña can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Alejandro Peña now pitching. Tom Hare now playing second base. Felix José is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. José is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. José hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pedro Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 3 in the game. Guerrero hits a fly ball into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Lankford pinch runs for Felix José. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Lankford. The throw from Cerrone and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zeile is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Zeile hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lankford tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Mets, 5, Cardinals, 5. Rex Hudler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hudler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hudler hits a line drive. McReynolds throws the ball into Hare, who tags Hudler, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 5. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Smith now pitching. Ray Lankford now playing center field. Milt Thompson now playing right field. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McReynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson strikes out. 2 outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brooks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brooks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Pignazzi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pignazzi hits a line drive beyond short. Elster can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Milt Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Geronimo Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Peña strikes out. 2 outs. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pignazzi. The throw from Cerrone and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilkey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gilkey hits a pop-up into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 5. The Mets will come to bat. Mackey Sasser pinch hits for Rick Cerrone. Mackey Sasser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sasser hits a fly ball into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Templeton pinch hits for Kevin Elster. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Templeton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Zile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mackie Sasser now catching. Gary Templeton now playing shortstop. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Smith is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Smith strikes out. One out. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lankford bunts towards first. Magadan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Guerrero is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-4 in the game. Guerrero hits a pop-up towards first. Magadan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 5. The Mets will come to bat. Juan Agosto now pitching. Gerald Perry now playing first base. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Coleman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Magadan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coleman moves to second. One out. Mark Carrion pinch hits for Alejandro Peña. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carrion hits a line drive for a single. There goes Coleman trying to get to home. Gilkey throws the ball into Pignazzi, who tags Coleman, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Carrion moves to second. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. McReynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McReynolds is walked intentionally. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Carrion trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. McReynolds moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. John Franco now pitching. Todd Zile is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Zile hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Perry bunts towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Perry. The throw from Sasser and he is safe. Perry steals second. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Perry moves to third. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pignazzi is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pignazzi strikes out. 2 outs. Milt Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground for a single. Perry scores. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 6, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.